All right. It says we are live. I'm just waiting for my video to pop up over here so I can see myself. You guys let me know in the chat. Oh, there I am. I can see myself. Very, very good. I hope everyone's doing well. Happy Saturday for most joining today. I'm just gonna pop the chat out and we are gonna get going. So if you guys can let me know, as always, if you can hear me all right, see me all right, then I'll know. Sight and sound are good. Thanks, Troy. I appreciate that. Thanks, Mike. And I'm just gonna take a second to say hello. We're talking about what good men need to know about sharing my videos today. I posted a short video of this. I don't know, probably sometime in December, beginning of January, and I want to do a more in-depth guide today to support you all who are sharing my videos and want to give you guys a framework in what to expect and really to understand a deeper meaning of why you're sharing the videos that I think is really important. So that's what we're getting into today. Hi, C. Kelly. Nice to have you. Appreciate your engagement with the channel so much. Thank you. Looking forward to this. Will your husband be here? He's not here. He's working today. We are both just, we're busy with work right now. It's a very good thing. But he's working with two of his buddies on a house restoration project today. So he's busy doing that, but he will be joining me soon for a show. It is happening. We just had to get through our move and get our schedules lined up to be able to do that. Oh, good for you, Marshall Apologist. I've been sharing your videos with the woman I am planning to marry in a year, and she loves it, but she's a pretty rare gem. Good for you. They're a good screening tool. And then Whiskey, your videos helped my marriage so much. My wife hearing things from another woman instead of me definitely made a huge difference. And thank you for the videos. You're very, very, very welcome. And Nick, nice to have you. You have no idea how much your channel is helping me navigate my current situation. Thank you so much for all you do for good men. You are welcome. And yeah, can you make a video, please, that we can show our wives for a starter? I'm going to talk a little bit about that today. Thank you, Henry Horn. This channel is for healthy people. If you are in a toxic relationship, please seek help from a professional with experience in this area. Thank you for setting that up for me. Yes, my channel is for good men and women, and I'm going to talk a little bit today in the beginning about what I mean by a good man. My channel is for people who are experiencing normal, common, everyday issues behind closed doors that you would reasonably expect your neighbors to be going through. It is not for extreme dysfunctional or abusive relationships. Of course, the emasculation of us by us as women to good men is dysfunctional, but it is a normal, common behavior. I work with people all over the world, and the issues that I talk about are universal, and so it's just part of the dynamics between women and good men. But by of course, if you are a woman in an abusive relationship, my channel is not for you. If you are a man who is in an extreme situation with an emasculating wife or something that is not common and normal behind closed doors that you would reasonably expect your neighbors or family or friends to be going through, then my message is not meant for those types of relationships. So thanks for setting that up, and thank you all so much for being here. I'm always so excited to do my show on Saturdays, and it's one of my favorite parts of the week. So I love being here with you guys, and I'm excited to talk about what you need to know as a good man in terms of sharing my videos with your wife. So the first place that I do want to go today is just and for those just joining, I will pop the chat back up at the end of the show. So if you have questions for me, it's best to save those questions for the end, and I will answer the ones that fit best and are constructive and that pop out to me and that I see. And we'll cover those at the end. I guess real quick, on your way in, please like the video. Please share my channel to those that you know could benefit. If you haven't subscribed, please consider subscribing. And so let's get into it. So the first place, like I said, that I want to go is just reminding what a good man is, what I mean by a good man. The opposite of a good man is not a bad man. That's not what I mean. When I talk about the phrase good man, I'm talking about the men who are very susceptible to the emasculation from their wives and who are sensitive men who really struggle to know how to navigate how their wives treat them poorly and in all the different ways that I talk about on my channel that I'm not gonna get into right now. And I thought that I would share with you a couple of examples from men that have gone through my men's course to learn how to set constructive boundaries with their wife in a respectful, responsible way that fits who they are as good men, because good men are not in a position of being an alpha where it comes very naturally to you to set boundaries. Good men get weakened by the emasculation and get fearful of their wives and can become a shell of a man or react angrily toward their wife and don't know how to navigate it in a constructive way. So I thought I'd share a few examples just really quick. The first thing that I have men do in my men's course is to define themselves as a good man, because what happens through the emasculation of a good man's wife is it gets beaten out of him and he begins to doubt if he is a good man, and he begins to buy into his wife's narrative about who he is and how he's the problem and all the things he does wrong. And a good man is very vulnerable to that and buys into that narrative, and his confidence and sense of strength and sense of masculinity and being a man gets beaten out of him to where then he questions himself. So it's really important that good men do reconnect with who they are as good men. And these are a few examples. And in general, if I read the hundreds of these that I have, you would hear very, very similar themes. So here's one: I'm calm and steady in critical situations and chaos. I'm someone who typically puts others first. I love my wife and children, and I want them to be happy and well cared for. I enjoy providing for the needs of my family. I find great joy in making others laugh. I always want what is best for my wife and family. I have a good and kind heart. Here's another example. I care deeply and love my wife and children and want the best for them. Hear the similarities? I work hard to be a good provider for my family, and I want to be a good husband and father. I'm generous and thoughtful to people. I'm sensitive about their feelings and what they're going through. I'm always willing to help by guiding and sharing my thoughts, experiences, and skills. I'm an independent person that's willing to do what it takes to get things done, and I'm willing to take full responsibility for my own actions. That's a good man. Here's one more example. I lead by example. I provide a safe and secure environment for my family. I want my children to be set up and well prepared for a successful life. I want a deep and intimate relationship with my wife. I do everything that is asked of me in the house. I do everything that's not asked of me that I know needs to be done. I do not live in the past. I forgive things very quickly. So these are three really good descriptions of what I'm talking about when I use the phrase good men who are sensitive and vulnerable to the emasculation that they experience from their wives. So this video is for you today, guys. And the reason that I wanted to talk about this today and sharing my videos is that I get a lot of emails from men asking, what's the best way to share your videos? I see a lot of comments that I'm actually going to share a few. Some of you share those in the beginning with the chat. I get a lot of comments of men who have shared my videos with their wife, and their it either goes well or it doesn't go so well. And for the ones that it doesn't go so well, I know you're struggling to know, like, what now? And I've been seeing those comments, so I wanted to make sure that I could address that for you and give you some guidelines and give you some support if this is something that you are stepping into for yourself and fighting for your marriage. So the first place I want to go, and we're going to get into three critical guidelines that you need to know if you're taking that step, which is a big step to share my videos. That's where we're headed. Before we go there, I just want to do a little setup of what's the purpose? What's the purpose, the deeper purpose of sharing my videos and setting that up a little bit so that you understand and can go into it realistically and not naively, because that's really important. You want to know that showing your wife my videos is a window into the truth of the relationship that you have with your wife. Sharing my videos is a window into the truth of the relationship you have with your wife and the kind of woman that you were married to. And as you guys hear me say a lot, you didn't marry the wrong woman. You married a woman. And as women, we have these behaviors, being controlling, not taking accountability for our actions, our unwillingness to look at ourselves, constantly making you the problem, constantly making you the problem for why we are unhappy, constantly telling you all the things you need to change and where you're not measuring up and where you are wrong. Those are the woman ways that I talk about on my channel. And so all women have these behaviors on a spectrum. Some women have been on very low spectrum. Most women are in the middle and average, like we are as humans. And some of you are married to women on the high end spectrum of their woman ways. And even if they are on the high end spectrum, doesn't mean that they might not be willing to change. I have seen over the years in doing this for almost a decade now, working with men and women, doing videos. I've been doing this a while. I'm just have been newer to YouTube. I had a Facebook group for women for a while. And a lot of it fell on deaf ears, but a lot of women reached out too. And so what I found is that about 2% of women will be like ready and open for my message. They're just like, oh my gosh, this makes so much sense. Thank you. I just needed some context around this, and they just get it. Okay. About 2% of women. 48% of women in general, what I have found over the years, are not open right away and can get rather angry and upset or triggered, but they come around. And I have worked with women, I've had consultations with women where they show up with their walls up and I'm not gonna, and I am honest with them and direct, and they crack in a good way. They crack and they have a breakthrough moment of seeing the things that I talk about, okay? And then about 50% of women are closed off, closed-minded, are not going to have that breakthrough, and are absolutely not going to hear me, and absolutely not going to hear my message. So for good men, using the videos as a window into your wife is because you have been convinced, as a good man, you have been convinced by your wife that you are the problem, and you are the source of her happiness or unhappiness, and that you need to be doing things to make her happy, and you're the reason that she's so unhappy, and you try to do the things to make her happy and it never works. She has been telling you that you need to change for her to be happy. So by showing your wife the videos, if that's a step you're choosing to take, you want to think it through and make sure you're making that choice and understanding what you're stepping into, which is why I'm doing this video today. You want to be able to clearly understand by her response to my videos the reality of the woman that you married. You want to know, is she willing to face herself? Is she willing to face her actions and behaviors that cause me to feel beat down in the relationship, that caused me to feel like I am always the problem, that caused me to feel like I'm wrong and a bad person and a bad husband? Is she willing to look at those behaviors and take responsibility and accountability for her actions and change? Or is she not willing to do that? That's the window that the videos give you into your wife and the reality of your relationship. And you want to know that it's reasonable it's reasonable for you to expect that she take responsibility for at least 50%. I'm not saying she's going to, like I just broke down, it's about 50-50. It is reasonable for you to expect that she would take responsibility for 50% of what she contributes to the problems, that she be able to see, okay, I can see how I'm contributing, and I can see how I contribute to you pulling away by constantly being on your case, by constantly trying to change you. I can see my part and why you don't feel heard and how I shut you out and I don't take in or consider what you're saying. That's what you're looking for. And she's likely not going to get to a point of I'm the problem and take 100%, but it's reasonable you expect her. Most good men, well, good men are, not most, good men are reasonable. And that's really all you're looking for. Like if she could just like meet me halfway, that would be great to look at these things and take responsibility. You don't need her to say I'm 100% of the problem. You want to, instead of it being 100% your fault for the issues in the relationship, you want her to take her 50% of accountability. And that's what you're looking for. And it doesn't mean that that's what you are going to get, and that's what we're going to get more into. What do you do if you have a closed-minded wife, and how do you navigate that? And some of you have already shared, and you're in the doghouse, and I'm going to speak to you guys to what to do now that you've shared, and your wife is even more pissed off and shut down in the relationship. I'm going to give you some guidance, so stay with me, because we are going to go there once we get through these three important points. So first, before we get there, I want to talk a little bit about why you need to know the reality, because sharing the videos is the window into knowing the reality of the woman that you are married to, and to why you need to know the reality. Why is that constructive? Because as a good man, you need to know where you stand in the relationship. You need to take that step, and it takes courage. It's brave to share my videos. It's a vulnerable step, and you're doing it because as good men, you're problem solvers, and you just need to know, what am I working with here? What am I working with? And you owe it to yourself to know the truth, to understand what you are dealing with. And you don't know, even if your wife at first responds poorly, you don't know if she's going to come around and open up. And so this is a way for you to see. It's really a way for you to fight for your marriage, to see what it can be, because I think from all the examples I shared of how good men describe themselves as good men, that one of the common themes throughout all is you love your wife, you love your marriage, you want it to work, you care about it, you don't want to stay stuck in the problems. So this is a way for you to fight for your marriage and fight for yourself and fight for your wife. And depending on which way it goes, if she's receptive and comes around, or maybe you're lucky, you've got one of the 2%, and she just gets it right away, or she doesn't, then you can plan how you are going to navigate the future of your marriage, of your relationship, based on your values, based on if you have children or not, and so that you are not naive, and you can be crystal clear on the reality, so that you're not continuing to throw in hope for your wife to change into an empty bucket that she's just not going to. And you can plan and see, okay, what makes the most sense for me? For some men, they're at a phase of their life. Maybe they don't have children. Maybe they're not married. The children are grown, they're gone, and you're in a phase of life where you might choose, she's not changing and it's best for me to leave. Or it might be your values. Even if you are married and you have kids that are still growing up, it might be more important to you to end the marriage, and so that your children aren't exposed to the volatility within the relationship. It's unique to each man what your values are. And in my perspective when I work with men is I support you wherever you are and what fits your circumstance best and support you in that. The key is knowing the reality so you can take responsibility for your choice, whether that is to stay, whether that's to leave, and be able to navigate that. And then, of course, if your wife responds positively, that's a wonderful thing, because then you guys begin to grow together and things begin to change, as many people have shared in the comments and even in the chat when I first hopped on today. So again, you didn't get the wrong woman. You married a woman, and this is about seeing the reality of if she's willing to take accountability and change or not, so that you know what you're dealing with and you can move forward with a plan. And if she's not going to change, then you, in a constructive way, can be resigned to the reality. So now that we know why it's constructive for you as a good man to share the videos, I want to give you three critical guidelines so you're not going blind into the lion's den and can understand the best way to navigate sharing my videos. So the first, number one, critical guideline you need to know for sharing my videos: you have to treat this like a tough conversation in your marriage. That's number one. You must, if you're going to share my videos, you must treat it like a tough conversation. What I mean by that, it is best practices to not bring up my videos in the heat of a moment of a fight or an argument. It's not best to just send them and not say anything. You want to wait until it's a good time for you. You're feeling the courage, you're feeling the bravery, and you're ready to approach this, and you actually want to sit down with your wife and tell her ahead of time that you are going to be sharing a video or two with her. And I'm going to give you some framework about how to set it up and give her a heads up. And if you've done it another way and you're watching, trust yourself in how you've done it. This is just what I see and can teach as the most constructive way to present this. So the reason you want to set it up that way and give your wife a heads up and sit down and share with her ahead of time is to know that it's vulnerable. It is vulnerable for us as women to have our issues brought up. We've been controlling the narrative of the relationship and the marriage for a long time. For us as women, it's vulnerable to have to see these things, and it's vulnerable to have to be confronted with the truth of how we emasculate our husbands. As women, what we hear when our issues are brought up and we're exposed for where we are not showing up, for where we are behaving badly, for where we are dropping the ball and making mistakes, and this could be in our marriage, this could be anywhere in our lives, what we hear as women when we are backed into a corner with our issues and someone tries to hold us accountable, especially our husbands, all we hear is that we are bad and wrong. That's our, what you're not doing that. That's our wiring as women. When we are confronted with our shortcomings and our flaws, we hear, I am bad and wrong. And for us as women, being wrong is the equivalent of a man feeling weak. The worst thing that a man wants to feel is weakness. The worst thing that a woman doesn't want to feel is being wrong, because we don't interpret wrong like a good, reasonable man interprets wrong. You interpret wrong as, I wasn't correct, I made a mistake. As women, we interpret wrong as, we are the scum of the earth and the worst person that was ever born. That's just in our wiring. I'll do a more in-depth video on that sometime, because it's an interesting perspective to look at that I've learned about and that I teach and work with women on. It's part of why we build our walls up, because we are terrified to be wrong, which is then why we project that onto you and constantly make you wrong. It's a reflection of our relationship with ourselves, of how wrong we feel, and not making excuses, just giving you a little insight into the psyche of women and what's really difficult for us. So when you bring up sharing my videos and what you want your wife to see, she's going to interpret it as she is wrong and bad, most likely. And so good men are sensitive to that. They don't want to just spring this stuff on their wives. So you just want to keep in mind, this is it's very vulnerable for you to step in and share. And it's going to be vulnerable for your wife to be confronted with her issues and be held accountable. So when you sit down to bring up that you would like to share some of my videos, I want to give you a framework to work with. The basis of the framework of how you want to bring this up, and again, not in the heat of the moment, in a time where things are relatively calm, don't want to do this like on date night or out when you're supposed to be having fun, you know, maybe a Sunday evening or a weeknight, just at a time where things are relatively calm and stable. The framework of how you're sharing this and bringing this up with your wife is essentially you're sharing, hey, this is how I'm feeling in our relationship. I haven't been able to express it very well. I found a woman who teaches men and women in marriages, and she expresses it in a way that I haven't been able to. I love you. I care about you. I'm fighting for our marriage. Will you watch these? Okay, that's the basic framework when you have this conversation. So how you might say that, and you're going to interpret this in your words. I'm not saying, hey, memorize what I'm about to say, or maybe you do, but you can work with the framework of what I'm going to share of how you might say this. Is, you know, again, you're starting out with, hey, I'd like you to watch these videos that I found, because they share how I'm feeling in our marriage and the struggles and challenges that I'm having. And this teacher has a way of sharing how I'm feeling that I haven't been able to express to you on my own. And I'm sharing these videos with you because I love you and I want the best for our relationship and I want the best for our marriage. Please know I'm not sharing these to make you wrong and bad, but rather a place to be able to work from so we can solve the issues in our marriage. Something along those lines is how you want to set up the tough conversation. So then someone asked last week on my live, like, should we watch them together? In an ideal world with an emotionally stable woman, you would be able to watch them together and she could be a mature adult, but that is often not the case. She is most likely to have a temper tantrum and react like a child, okay? And I'm speaking from myself as a woman in that too. It took me a while to get used to being held accountable and be open to that. And I had plenty of temper tantrums even in my own marriage. So that's just, it's just how we're wired and how we are likely to respond. So ideally, yeah, you would watch them together. But the most realistic way to share them is to have that conversation and then send her one or two that most, you know, I get the question a lot, which do I share? Share the ones that most accurately express how you are feeling in the relationship and the struggles that most accurately express the struggle or challenge or challenges you are having. That's the best one to share. Send them to her after you have this conversation. Let her watch them and let it digest. She might not watch it at all. That's showing you the reality of what's really going on. If she doesn't even take the time to watch it, you might bring it up again. Hey, it's really important to me that you watch this. Can you tell me when you are going to do it so that we can sit down and talk about it? So her watching it on her own is best. And then coming together after to sit down and have another conversation, which is going to be a tough conversation. What you really need to know and how she's going to respond, as women, we are so crafty at bringing everything back to us and making it about us. So you can be prepared in that tough conversation after she watches the video, or even the initial conversation, that she's going to try to bring it back to her and in the issues she has with you. And, well, what about this? Or she might watch the video and then come back. Well, I don't like that she says this, this, and this. What do you think about this? And you want to control the direction of the conversation. Sometimes we call that the frame, to not fall in and try to answer her questions. And when she tries to bring it back to her, you're going to say something along the lines, validator, I hear you and what you're saying, but right now this is not about you and your issues. This is about what I am feeling, and I'm hoping you can see the actions and behaviors you have that contribute to some of our problems and what I'm struggling with. And then she'll come back and she'll try to make it about her again. And that's where, like, what I call the crazy making happens. You've same thing. I hear you, but right now I'm trying to express how I feel in the relationship and the issues I have. That's what I would like to talk about. And you keep bringing it back to that, to where she finally kind of breaks and succumbs, or she gets frustrated and walks away. But that's the best way to share, in terms of setting up a tough conversation, having her watch them, and then sitting down to have a tough conversation. You want to assume she's not going to be reasonable in it at first, but that she might come around. That's the most common outcome of sharing my videos, is that she's most likely at first going to be triggered and upset, and then will come around. So that leads us to the second guideline. Once you've had the tough conversation, you send a video or two, then the second guideline you need to know about sharing my videos with your wife is, expect your wife to be triggered. Expect her to be triggered. So I want to teach a little bit about what a trigger really is. So a trigger is when we are exposed to something that reveals the truth, a truth about us that is often something we do not want to see or know about ourselves. And so a trigger is a defense mechanism of the mind to say, that's not me, and get defensive, reactive, shut down, get angry, be overly emotional and upset, because we don't want to face ourselves. So what I have learned, and what I teach others, especially women, when we are triggered, triggers are our friend, because triggers show us the shortcomings and flaws within us that we have denied and suppressed, and brings those up to the surface so we can actually work on them and face them and heal those parts of ourselves. So if she reacts in a triggered way, give her time and space. Give her time and space. Allow her to be angry. Allow her to be triggered. Don't try to fix it. It will only make it worse. And in that trigger, it's like she's in a meltdown. She's having a temper tantrum. Here is what I want you men to know. This is so important. Listen closely. You know you are right when your wife responds in a triggered way, whether that's from sharing my videos or anything you confront your wife about. When your wife is triggered, you are right. And we can show up in a trigger, like I said, being shut down, angry, ice queen, getting very emotional, crying, I can't believe this is what you think of me, defensive, bringing it back on you. Her defensive triggered response is how you know there is absolute truth in what you are saying and trying to get her to see, in this case, by sharing my videos. You need to know that as a good man, because in that triggered response, she's going to tell you how wrong you are, what a horrible person you are to even suggest that this would be her. She's going to make you feel like the scum of the earth and make you feel like you've done something horrible and wrong. And as a good man, you are susceptible to then believing that narrative and taking in what she is saying. And that's where you doubt yourself. You feel like, oh my gosh, I really messed up. What did I do? Maybe this isn't her. What was I thinking? And you get caught in that loop of doubt and beating yourself up. That's what she's actually doing to you and emasculating you through her trigger. That's what emasculation does to good men. It causes you to doubt your own perception of reality. It causes you to doubt that you are a good person. You begin to buy into the story that you are the problem. So it's really, really, really important to know that her triggered response to you sharing the videos is how you absolutely know that you are correct in your experience. And that's then where you want to give her space and let her come around if she's going to come around. If she does not come around, again, the purpose is to know the reality. Okay, I'm married to a woman who's closed-minded. She's not willing to look at herself, and she's not going to change. And you got to give it a little time, as many men will share, and it might be sharing in the chat. They'll come around. It's reasonable to expect they'll come around. So you got to give it a little time, or you might have to bring it back up. Or over a certain period of time, you'll realize, okay, I know who I'm married to. She's not moving through the trigger. She's not going to open up to what Karen is sharing. She's not going to consider me and my feelings. Then you know the reality of your life, and you can plan and make choices based on your values and what best fits your circumstance. So expect your wife to be triggered. All right, the third guideline, if you are going to share my videos with your wife, know that what you are doing in sharing my videos is poking the bear. You are poking the bear and sharing my videos. That's the third guideline that's really important. So what I mean by that, you're intentionally stepping into the lion's den and rocking the boat in your relationship. It's going to be that unless you are married to the unicorn, the rare gem that is part of the 2% that's just going to be ready and open to hear it. You're a very fortunate, blessed man. Most of you are stepping into the scenario, whether your wife is eventually going to come around or she's not, you have to know you're poking the bear. Do not share the videos naively, thinking like, well, I'll just see where it goes, because that's where you're going to get caught off guard and get annihilated by your wife. You have to know this is a major step that you are taking in your relationship, especially from the vulnerable place that you are as a good man, having been weakened and made to be wrong by your wife. It is a vulnerable, big step you are taking. That's where the strength lives. Our strength is in that vulnerability to step into the lion's den and poke the bear. That's where you find your strength. So you want to know that you're doing that. So everything you're feeling in sharing the videos, the trepidation, the nervousness, the anxiety, the fear is reasonable given how you have been treated by your wife in the relationship. So embrace that and know you are absolutely rocking the boat and absolutely poking the bear. We have to understand that women have been able to control the narrative of the marriage and relationship with you. And then things like therapy or marriage counseling just enable and validate the narrative and story of a woman. You can check out my a live show I did a few weeks ago on why marriage counseling doesn't work and how it's biased toward women and prejudiced against men. That's if you haven't watched that episode, you need to go watch that. So through therapy, through our gynocentric culture, women control the narrative about men and control the narrative about our relationships and what our husbands are doing to cause us to be unhappy. That is simply not true. So when you step in to confront her about what she's contributing to the relationship and what she's doing, that's flipping the narrative. And that we're not able to emotionally deal with that type of confrontation of truth. And we're not going to respond, like I said in the last one, we're not going to respond from an emotionally stable place, likely. Because you sharing the videos and saying, this is how I'm feeling, this is what I'm going through, this is what I'd like you to change from a constructive, respectful, responsible place. She's no longer in control of the narrative. So you're flipping the narrative and what she's been used to, thinking she's the expert on relationships, but she's not. So you want to know that so you're prepared for her reactions. There is a number of ways that she will respond when you poke the bear to share my videos. So pardon me while I take a sip of water. I want to share with you some of the comments. I did a little research to share some of the comments of what men have experienced. I found more of the negative responses of what happens when you poke the bear. There are plenty of positive ones. I've got one on here, but I thought it was more helpful to share the negative responses so that you're going in eyes wide open and prepared to deal and navigate with whatever response you have from your wife. So first, I've got about five to share just real quick. One response when you poke the bear to share my videos. So another man shared, you're absolutely right. I shared your videos with my wife and she hates you and thinks I have been brainwashed. She treats me like a friend, a server, a roommate. So that's a good example, poking the bear. Here's another. Showed my wife one video and at the end I can't believe that's what you think of me. That woman is evil. It's exactly like you said. It's always about what I need to do for her. And yep, she wanted me to go to counseling. Okay. Another, I shared your site with my wife, suggested that we watch a video together, and she basically turned everything against me. When you said women do, she just kept saying that was me, not her, ended up as a big argument. So again, in these responses, men, this is how you know you are correct in your experience. These types of reactions are what let you know you're right. That she wouldn't respond this way if she didn't know there was truth in it. She's defending herself. And again, they can react like this in the beginning and then come around. That's important to know. I shared your video before once and only once. This video literally nailed every aspect of her response. That was in response to the video he was commenting on. Triggered and blasted. Not only did she blast me, but she also blasted you, calling you junior high school names. Lucky for me, I was able to understand without seeing this particular video that she won't and is not willing to change. But I am. I am a good man again, back to take care of my own integrity and being strong again. So that's the outcome when you see the reality of how your wife is going to respond. It actually allows you to reconnect and know the reality and know you are not the problem. Here's a positive response from a man sharing one of my videos. He shared the withholding video and he said she was disgusted with herself, saying, yes, I do that. Yes, I do this. Oh my gosh, I'm sorry. I will work on it. Our whole world has changed in days. So that's the other outcome that could happen. I thought it'd also be interesting to hear some of the comments from women. My husband kindly showed me one of your videos that most pertain to our situation. He approached it like, hey, can we watch this together? I'm so thankful he did. Our marriage has greatly improved already. Okay, that's an open-minded woman. My husband sent me one of your videos and he wasn't sure how I would react. The first time I watched it, I wasn't happy about it. That's from a woman. But I decided to think about it and not talk to my husband until I sat down and rewatched it with a clear head. I'm so glad that's the route I took because these videos have helped our marriage. I've tried to be a self-aware woman, and these videos have helped me to become more self-aware. So that's a great example from a woman who first reacted negatively, sat with it, and came around. Just another one more from a woman. My husband shared your channel with me, and I subscribed. So grateful I did. And she actually was really open. This was on the video I did last week about men cheating. She said, this particular video was awesome and very informative. I'm actually going to send it to him after finishing this comment. So they're out there, guys. They are out there. So those are the three guidelines. I wanted to share those comments just so you can know the number of different responses you can get when you knowingly and consciously choose to poke the bear in sharing my videos. So three guidelines, just a quick summary, and then some different things that I want to share to wrap up. First, treat this like a tough conversation. Talk about your wife that you're going to send these videos. Number two, expect your wife to be triggered and give her time and space. Allow her to be triggered and see if she comes around. And number three, know when you step in to share my videos that what you are doing is you are poking the bear, and you're taking a major step to be able to see what's the truth of your relationship and the woman you're married to. Is she willing to change or not? So don't take sharing my videos lightly. Understand what you are stepping into. So now that we've gone through those three guidelines, there's just a couple of things that I think will be helpful to know. And I want to speak to the men who have shared and have commented on the videos that they are now in the doghouse. I've got some things I want to share with you to support you if you are in that place. So what I want you to know so that you can have hope and know that it's reasonable to assume your wife will be open to my videos, if not right away, that it's reasonable to hope that she will come around. Here's an important statistic I want you to know. So even though 90% of my audience on my channel are men, 75% of my students enrolled in one of my courses are women. Even though 90% of my audience on my channel are men, 75% of my students enrolled in one of my courses are women. And those women have husbands who showed them my videos and they were open. And I'd say most of them were taken aback at first and then came around, and maybe 2% were open right from the get-go. So I want you to know that, because even though you might not see a lot of women commenting on my videos, I want you to have the hope to know it's reasonable to assume your wife will come around. That's the primary source of the women that come through my women's courses, the happiness program, because that's the foundation, and then the Happy Wife program is women reaching out whose husbands shared my videos. So I think that to give you some hope that they are out there and they want to change and they want to look at themselves and they want to take accountability to change. What I also want men listening to know is that I want you to know what I tell your wives when I meet with them for consultations. Because sometimes a woman will reach out because her husband shared videos, but she's not a good fit for one of my courses. She's doing it. She's reaching out as a should. She's not interested in looking at herself. She's not ready. Sometimes women are just not ready. They're still stuck in a, well, don't you think this plays a role? And what about my husband's childhood? And what about this? And they're just not at a place where they're ready to take responsibility. That's why I have consultations, because I want to work with the people I can truly help whether that's men or women. And so that I'm assessing, is this a good fit? Can I help this person? Are they going to be open? Is this going to be constructive for them? And that's what I'm assessing. And not all of your wives that reach out to have a consultation with me will be a good fit for one of my women's courses. Okay. So, but what I want you to know is what I tell your wives, regardless of what she tells you, I said, I always advocate for the husband in that. What I generally tell your wives, especially when they come on and they're in resistance and they don't really want to meet with me and they're doing it because they think they have to and they've got a big wall up with me, or they want to share their story and defend their side of things, I tell them, your husband is fighting for you. And this isn't about your problems and issues that you're having. These are about the issues that he's having and how he feels in the relationship that he's trying to get you to see, because he's fighting for the relationship. He's fighting for himself and he's fighting for you. I will not support her in her story. That's what I tell your wives when they reach out. What can sometimes also happen is if they're sharing issues in the marriage that are outside of my scope of expertise, meaning you don't have normal everyday issues that you could reasonably expect your neighbors to have behind closed doors, then that's where I, regardless of what they're sharing, will tell them this is not something that I can help, and I will suggest counseling. And if your wife comes back and tells you that, then you can know you are not in a normal everyday situation, so that you can understand what you're dealing with and, again, accordingly make a plan. So I thought it was important to share with you what I'm talking about and sharing with your wives when I meet with them. And in regards to that, I also think it's important you know it's not constructive to schedule a consultation for your wife with me, period. That she needs to be the one to reach out, because she resonates with my message. She wants to work on herself. If you schedule the consultation for her, of like, I need you to meet with her, she's going to be really shut down to me. And it's not a constructive conversation. I will still share, your husband's trying to fight for you. He's trying to help you see these things. But generally, we're not going to end up working together. It's best that your wife reach out. And if she doesn't, then you know the reality of the woman you're married to, which is the point of everything I'm sharing today, so that you can make choices, take responsibility for those choices, and navigate knowing the reality. So now in wrapping up, I'd like to speak a little bit to those men who have already shared and are in the doghouse. Bless you. And what I like to share is that you are already in the doghouse. Your wife was already angry. She was already pissed. You went out on a limb to see if she would be open to change. Now you know she is not. It's not the videos that put you in the doghouse. It was just the next thing that she could be upset with you for and blame you for, and be shut down and walled off in the relationship. So you have to know, okay, you saw the window into your wife, and now you know the reality. So it's everything else I've talked about in this video that you can navigate from that place and make choices, understanding the woman that you are married to, because now you know the truth and you can reevaluate your situation and your circumstances. And so the best thing you can do is take care of yourself. Make sure you're prioritizing yourself to do the things you need to do to take care of your own well-being. You're doing things that you enjoy that fill your gas tank, and you're rebuilding yourself. And that's what you want to be focused on once you know the reality of your wife, if she is not going to change. I saw a comment earlier this week. I showed your videos to my wife, and now she says she wants divorce. That's probably more of a rare circumstance, but if that happens, one, that's probably not the first time your wife has saying she wants a divorce, and it wasn't the videos that caused her to want to get a divorce. It was just the next thing she could say look at how ridiculous you are and point the finger at you and make you the bad guy. She's already been contemplating leaving. And then this might be the thing she said, I'm done. Or her having a meltdown saying that, but she's not really meaning it. You want to know you didn't do anything wrong by sharing the videos, that it didn't push your wife over the edge. She's just not willing to change, and she's going to use the videos as the next thing on her list of wrongs and hurts that you have done to her. And good on you to have taken the risk so that now you know what you're dealing with and you can make plans. And I also just want to remind you that I have a course for good men to be able to navigate, and especially if you're married to a wife who is open and wants to step up and change. The course gives you the education and roadmap to constructively navigate the relationship with your wife, to undo the brainwashing that you are the problem, so that you can rebuild with your wife. And if she's not going to change, the course is incredibly important, because it teaches you how to navigate being with a woman who is not going to change and is going to continue to think that you are the problem. So if that's something you are interested in, the link below is below in the description to schedule a consultation with me. I believe my calendar is full right now, but I do have a wait list. So as openings come up, I reach out and get you scheduled so that we can have a consultation. So just know that's a resource for you below. And I'm remembering one more thing I wanted to address is someone asked at the beginning, do you have a starter video? Or sometimes I hear, do you have videos that have softer titles? Here's what's important to know. I've talked a little bit about this before. My titles are what they are because they are truth. And I have learned over the years that it's much better to come with bold truth to break cognitive dissonance and shake a woman awake. That's what worked for me. I needed blunt, straight truth. I tried to soften my message. I had softer titles. It did not work. You can go check out, I had a YouTube channel when I first started going. You'll see, oh, Karen looks so cute. I look about 8 years younger. But I had a YouTube channel. It was called The Authentic Married Woman. And yes, I called it The Married Woman because wife was too triggering. So I even softened that. And you can see the titles are geared towards women. Guess how many subscribers that channel has? About 100. So it's not one that I keep up at all anymore. But it doesn't work. I did not reach women. I did not reach people when I had softer titles. So they are exactly what they are meant to be because they are truth. And they're triggering. They're supposed to be. Because it's the trigger that shakes us awake if we are willing to look at ourselves. Otherwise, if the titles are softened, we can still hide as women and not have to look at ourselves. So that was the last piece that I wanted to address. So thank you guys so much. I had a bit to say again today, like last week. But please remember to like the video, subscribe, consider subscribing to my channel if you haven't already. Share this video if you know that it could help someone. And now I'm going to take a look here. I'm going to bring up the chat to see what's going on here. Oh, my goodness. That is so kind. The first thing that is going to make me cry. That is so thoughtful and so generous. The first thing that popped up from Electrifying CT, your generosity. Oh, my goodness. Took me aback. Just a thank you to you and your support. You started uploading your videos 1 month after I kicked my son's mother out of the house. Your videos have now helped guide me through complete 100% mental and emotional recovery. I believe I was dealing with one of the highest end of the spectrum. Good for you. Bless you. And thank you so much for sharing. It always really touches my heart and makes me a bit vulnerable to know that what I'm doing is helping men like you. And thank you so much. That's just really kind. And I'm so happy you found my channel and it has supported you in healing and moving through what you were dealing with and the emotional abuse in your marriage. Bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you guys for being patient. I know I get teary sometimes. That was just very kind. Thank you so much, Simon, also for your generosity. Karen, thank you for helping me understand my wife's mindset. I haven't shared any of your content with her yet, but your videos about sex have helped my understanding immensely. Your insight is essential for marriage. Thank you. Guys, like, I need like a tissue here. Thank you so much for sharing. And it's just, it touches my heart so much to know you guys are out there getting help and support that you have needed. And then it's guiding you even just through watching the videos on the channel. That is absolutely just 1,000% more than I could have ever imagined when I first started posting back last year in August, and the growth of the channel. And just thanks so much for sharing. And just looking at the bottom of the chat here. Hi, Steve. Thanks for saying hi. And then just going to see if anything else pops out before I wrap up our live today. I'm sorry, guys. I'm just trying to read this question real quick. Thanks for your patience with me. This is from Troy. If a man enjoys self-esteem based on being man enough to be able to put up with his wife's antics, do wives see that as A, easy to manipulate, B, misogyny, C, never thought about it? Thanks for the question. When a man is, that's a good way to put it. A man finds an incredible amount of strength in being able to navigate and stand up and deal with his wife's antics. That's a good way to put it. And that's exactly what I teach men who choose to stay knowing their wife is not going to change. That they're knowingly choosing to stay and navigate her antics and woman ways, as I talk about on the channel, and using her as their greatest teacher to find a strength within themselves. And the woman can react in lots of different ways, but what's most likely to happen, even if she doesn't like her husband's changes, she will begin to respect him, even if she doesn't like his ability to be confident and strong in the face of her trying to tear him down. And what happens for a good man in that position is that her antics and woman ways begin to bounce off. He's no longer seeing her view of him as a reliable or credible source of who he is as a man. And so he has a clear, definitive understanding that that is her stuff. It is not me. I know who I am as a good man. And it begins to bounce off. And eventually men share with me, they just begin to be able to just to laugh off the silliness and craziness of what she's trying to do. So she might not like it, but ultimately what's most likely to happen is she'll respect him more, even if she doesn't like it. So I hope that answers the question. And thank you for the question. Oh, nice to have you from the Philippines. Thanks so much for being here. Oh, thanks. Some guy, a few people have basically derailed the chat. Thanks for letting me know that. I'm working on having to be able to have a steady moderator. If any of you out there who are regular viewers on Saturdays of my live show, if that's something you would be interested in, if you would email me, that would be wonderful, and that will begin to solve some of that issue. You can email me if you go to my About section on my channel and click email. An email pops up. It's inquiries@karensites.com. If that's a role you would be interested in having on Saturdays and you are here regularly, then that would be wonderful, because that'll solve the disruption and the trolling in the chat. And I apologize for that. And looks like some people are handling it pretty well, though. So thank you. All right. Let's see if there's anything else here before before I wrap up, I can tell my voice is going, and it's lunchtime. Oh, some Indiana, nice to have you. That's where my parents are. Oh, that's a great. We're in Indiana. My parents are in Southern Indiana in New Albany. And then yeah, and I can also look. Are you going to address the comments posted to your other videos, Karen? I get to as many comments as I can. So you'll see on videos, I try to comment as much as I can to them, but can't get to all of them. So, all right, guys, I think that that's going to be good for today. And I'll look through the chat for the disruption and see what I can do about that. And then again, if that's something that you would be interested in on Saturdays, please let me know. Thank you guys so much for being here, and to just your support and encouragement. It's a true honor and gift to be able to share what I'm sharing. And I look forward to seeing you guys again next Saturday. So I hope you'll join me then, and I hope you have a nice weekend.